Okay, we are starting on page Kuf Sadi Hey. This is the last Amud of Chelek Gimel of Mishneh Berurah. Last part of the main part of Hilchos Shabbos, we're going to call it. And we're on the last line of the last page, no, the last line of the second last Amud, page Kuf Sadi Hey, the last line. And although we finished this Siman, but then Mishneh Berurah now wants to tell you a few more Malachas that you might not know about and briefly describe them. So again, Kuf Sadi Hey, the last line of Mishneh Berurah. V'inei, ad simen ze beiraunu bez Hashem haMishneh Berurah kol ha'avos melachos on to page 390 of Todos Seim. Until now, we've described and explained all of the av melachos and their toldos, their derivatives. V'gam hashvusim shegodru chazal yosiag v'gadel ha'teira, and also all the drabonans, the prohibitions that Chazal set up to protect you, to protect the Torah's melachos. And muskoim shulchan aruch, that all the ones that are mentioned in shulchan aruch we have discussed. Levav mimaleches hitzar, aside from the melacha of hitzar, shiyevayag imyis Hashem b'simen abo, as we're going to learn in the next siman starting on Sunday. V'lenishvalnu ki'im la'atik boi oid eza avis melacha shulay nizkru poi b'shulchan aruch. That all that's left now to do is to mention a number of av melachas that were not mentioned at all in the shulchan aruch. And here's a few. The Hainu, how are they going to mention? Six, maybe. The Hainu, Hamanapeit, Vatoive, Vamesech, Vaisev, Shte, Batunirim, Vaoireg, Shne Chutim, Vapoitseh, Shne Chutim. I'm not going to translate them at this point. He's going to go through each one, Nevaya, Nevaoim, Achas, Le Achas. Each of these that we just mentioned, we're going to explain briefly. Okay, Aleph, the first thing. Hasoireg, Tseme, Oipishtan, one who combs wool or flax, or Shadroim, or other. Any other items that grow. Commercial soaking, Vapishtan, Vatseme, the way you might comb flax or you might comb wool, if you combed anything else. Oi, commercial noftsim, Hatseme, Lasses, Halavadim, or the way they kind of bang the wool. These kind of, they take kind of like brushes with sharp edges and they bang them together. It's like thorns sticking out and they bang them together until it kind of makes Levadim, which is, what's a levad? Felt, yep. So, Ramanapets Gidim, the one who Minapets, what we know, again, the same way that he kind of stretch bangs and therefore prepares Gidim, which is sinews. The Hainu Shechivet Makel ala Gidim, he bangs with a stick on the sinews of an animal, or like a veins, until they become flattened out and in the shape of, in the way of threads. They become like threads that are then used, you can spin them, kamosha seifim oisim, as the scribes do. That's what they do. Right? And they sew together a sefer, the parts of the Sefer Torah, that's what they use. So, kol ze koi menapets, all of those I can include in the malacha called menapets. And v'chayev, and a person who would do any of those things would be a malacha d'oraisa. Avala menapets give oilei pishtan, the cannabis chayev mashem dash. But the person who bangs the tops of the stalks of flax or canvas, that is not the malacha of menapets. It's a different of malacha called dash, threshing. So in moitzei pishtan, a canvas menagiv oilem, because you're taking, you're extracting the fibers or extracting the seeds from the stalks at the top. When you have what they do with flax, they soak it and then they dry it out and it becomes brittle and then they bang it in order to bring out to take out the fibers inside the shaft of the flax. So that's an example of dosh rather than menapets. Okay, so that's the first malacha, asoik or menapets. That's one. Okay, so that was malacha of menapets. Now we have another malacha, beis, hatoive, one who spins thread. Hatoive, oirech arba tvachim, one who spins a thread of four tvachim long. Mikol dor hanitve, whatever that can be spun, whichever material it is that's possible to spin, he would be chayev. Echad hatoive satzeme, oi pishtan, oi noitza, oi saroif, oi gidim, whether you spin wool or flax or feathers somehow, hairs of an animal or sinews, but then anything else like that, if you spin it, you're doing the malacha of toive. V'lav dafka b'kli, you don't have to be using a kli to do a commercial koirin spin reddle. Even if you're not using a spin reddle, some type of wheel that you use to spin, Ela afilu im toive biyadayim. If you just do it by hand, you spin it by hand. Jekach aderach netzvoyis kamoshet toive manoshim biyadayim ala spindle. That's the way the women do it. That they spin with this. They do it with their hands. As they turn it, they use their hands to direct it and spin it that way. They put like a weight at the bottom. Umikwe molehu, and it's an explicit pasuk that says biyodeya tovu. With their hands, they spun. So that is the melacha of toive. What about a person who takes threads that already? They're already made into threads, and he twines them, he puts together, you know, two ply, three ply, whatever, they have threads, like they did in the Mishkan, they put a number of threads into it and became one big thread. But they twine together a number of small threads to make one fat thread. Shekoyrin, ein gid sherit, ein gid reit, yeah. Even if you know Yiddish, you might probably not know these words, unless you know a good Yiddish. Gam kein chayv mishim tova. If you twine threads into to make two or three ply, whatever it might be, that's also part of the malacha of tove. V'chena oifei halavadim, a person who makes felt, d'hainu mashe koyrin, kaplushen oi plishtzen, felt, yeah, pilshtzen, felt. However, telidus tove, that's part of the malacha of spinning. I'm not sure exactly where the spinning is when you make the felt, but maybe there's some spinning involved, not quite well. But it was also chayev for spinning, for preparing those things. Okay, so that was our second malacha. So we had menapitz, and now we've had tove. Number three, this is where you have to get to know more about the weaving process. Gimel, ha'ifesh shtei bati nirim, person who makes two rings for the weaving process, chayev. Now, what that is exactly, Ra'ayim b'tofef yomtev, per zayin, d'shavf, per gimel, yud gimel, dibra mascha b'nirin, t'feret yisav she'aricha b'zeh, exactly what that is described in these mefarshim on the Mishnah. Ha'ifeh nafa oy kvara, oy sal oy sevacha, a person who makes a sieve or a sifter, or a basket, or a hair net, oy sha'orag mita b'chavolim, or he made a bed by kind of weaving ropes, right, he interweaves ropes, or use a straw and makes an interweaving that way, like a straw basket, or that type of thing. That's part of the malacha of making nirin. Once he already makes two rings, like two parts of it, what do you call it? Yep. He would be chayev. Perish Rashi, tahanach lav nirin mam. These are not actually nirin, the case that we said. Really, you're just kind of arranging and putting together the one thread of one direction and directing the other one to go parallel, perpendicular with it, and you hold this one direction in its place by putting a thread through the other direction. That's what he's talking about. Dalet. Derech ha'ogim, the way of weavers, shemoyschem achutim trila, ba'orech hayuria v'rachba. They spread out in the loom. They spread out the strings or the fibers, and the length and on the width of the loom. Ushnaim oichzem v'mikan u'mizemikan, and they hold one on each. They hold two people hold one on each side. Ve'echad shevet b'shevet alachut u'metakin oisam ze besad ze ad shi'tiyase kula shi'si o'erev. And then someone else comes with a little stick and kind of bangs it and straightens it up until it makes evenly the threads should all be parallel and evenly arranged to be able to go and weave afterwards. And to stretch out the threads in the way of the weavers, nikra mesech. That's called arranging the loom. That's called the malacha of mesech. When they double it over and they start to put the perpendicular thread through, that's called oireg. Hey, hamesech chayev. One who does that act that we just described is chayev. Vashevet alachutim achis palko v'yitaknem. Person who hits on the threads until they kind of split up and arrange them in the right form. However, toiledes mesech. That's part of the malacha of mesech. V'medaktik esachutin mafridam be'isariga. Person who splits up the threads and separates them when he weaves. However, toiledes oireg. That's part of the malacha of oireg. Vav echad oireg bebeged oy bekonim. Whether you weave a garment or sticks or reeds, that type of thing, or you make window forms out of pieces of wood, as you do when you want to put schach on it, you make kind of a lattice. Oi besarois, whether or if you use hairs, oi becholdava, or anything else that you are weaving into like a lattice work, chayav, that will be melacha deraisa. Koilea nimin besarois becholdava, person who braids fibers or hairs or anything else, however toiledes oireg, that's part of the melacha of oireg, and it be chayav. Right, braiding is part of the melacha of weaving. Vanimili betolish, that's talking about weaving, braiding something that's detached from the ground or from the animal. A person who braids hair that's, you know, on a person's head that's still attached to their head, that's not like the malacha of oireg because it's on the head. They ain't derech ariga b'mechuba roish, because you don't usually weave something that's attached to someone's head. The gam ain't soif alifkaim, also it's not going to last long term. But there's definitely a rabbanon involved in braiding or in releasing a braid. As we learn Ayin Chom, Mishnah Berurah, about it over there. And finally, Zayin, the seventh malacha, is Hapritzeya Shnei Chutim. What's the Pritzeya Shnei Chutim? Something about two threads. What's Pritzeya? The Rambam, what does it mean? Shemoitzi Hashisim in Erev Olehipach. You pull out the one direction thread from the other direction. It's extended now beyond the weave, and it's coming out the other end, right? Ulevayvet shechotach shnei chutim acha hariga min amaseches chayev. Person who cuts two threads that comes out of the weave. You're basically straightening out the end of the weave. Then he will be chayev. Usichem roifa yisrael lizoher. So you have to be aware. Doctors have to be careful. Jewish doctors have to be careful. When you need separate threads, you need threads like fibers, whatever, to put on us. Yeah, not exactly, but to put on a wound. But and you, so what do you do? And if they're actually stitching here, but they want to cover a wound by putting some type of patch on it. So they take an old garment, and they start pulling out threads from the old garment. Take a flax garment, a linen garment, and they start separating off the threads. Have a malacha deraisa. To do so would be a malacha deraisa. They should not do that on Shabbos. Kol ze melukat, and this is the pikuach nefesh. Kol ze melukat me Rambam mechayadam v'hazichu teiras Moshe. All of this has been taken from the Rambam, the Chayadam, and also in the Chayadam Sefer called Zichu Teiras Moshe. Ad kan chelik gimel of Mishnah Berurah. Mazel tov, mazel tov.